And now more of Inside Central Oregon.
Hi, I'm Dave Clemens, and I've got Bill Kowalik here. He's the chairperson for Dark Sky Oregon. How are you?
I'm fine, Dave. Thanks for this opportunity.
Yeah. I really want to learn more about this. We've been talking about this a little bit off the air, and I'm already fascinated. So excited to have this conversation with you. Let's start with this. What is that? What is Dark Sky?
Dark Sky is a label applied to a global effort to try to reduce light pollution. In other words, wasted light at night where you waste energy, you contribute to, you know, CO2 generation, and mainly you impact people's ability to sleep by affecting their circadian rhythm. You have an adverse impact on wildlife. And as an aside, you also minimize being able to see the stars at night. So dark sky refers to trying to bring back a more natural lighting situation while recognizing the value of light at night for safety. We argue in favor of lights on the ground instead of light in the sky.
And how's that going? I mean, are people receptive to this?
Yeah, very. Most people are unfamiliar with the concept of light pollution. So typically it's a matter of just bringing people up to speed about what light pollution means. And it's a very simple kind of problem to resolve by turning off lights that you don't need, or shielding your lights, or changing the color of the lights to be, instead of white, what looks like white to our eyes, to be more yellow or amber in color. It turns out that the yellow or amber colored lights are very beneficial by several aspects of reducing light pollution.
I just watched a TV show, and it took place in Florida. And several times in this TV show, they mentioned the amber lights, I believe it was, for turtles. Because the turtles get confused if they see lights.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We don't have these kind of turtles here in Central Oregon.
Right.
Or elsewhere in Oregon, for that matter. But that's a good point, because in Hawaii and Florida and other places where turtles come to the beach, lay eggs, the eggs hatch, and the young turtles go to what is essentially the brightest area, which in a natural world is toward the ocean. But if this area is lit up with, various apartment buildings and all, they will go the wrong direction, get run over on the highway. So it's a well-known process now to use amber-colored lights for safety on buildings near turtle beaches. And the thing is, the turtles are not attracted to the amber. They're attracted instead in the other direction.
Sure.
So so-called turtle lights are very amber-looking to our eyes. And the turtles essentially don't see them.
So here in the high desert, how is wildlife affected by the lights that we're using?
Well, the most common case is birds migrating. Millions of birds migrate across Oregon in the spring and in the fall. And a lot of those birds don't make it because they smash into a lit up building. So bird alliance groups have a so-called lights out program to minimize the impact of birds during migration season with lit up buildings, because the birds tend to be attracted to those lights. They get confused because they're using the night sky as a navigation device. So they get confused by all these artificial lights on the ground. And, you know, another aspect of sort of the wild ecosystem that's adversely affected by light at night are insects. Insects are trapped by white light, like street lights or, you know, floodlights that people have in their garage. A moth will come by and it's trying to pollinate flowers at night. Instead, it gets attracted and circles around. You've seen that. It's a very common experience to see insects circling white light at night. If those lights were amber in color, the insects wouldn't notice them and be much less likely to be trapped.
So I see that Some cities, we talked about this off the air, are trying to, is it certified, dark sky certified or something like that?
Yeah, so what does that mean? So turns out it's a global program organized by the group called Dark Sky International. It's been running for about 25 years, an effort to get places that are parks or cities which are motivated to reduce light pollution, to become certified as a so-called international dark sky community or dark sky park. And there are several other categories, one of which is called sanctuary. And Oregon, it turns out, has the largest dark sky sanctuary certified in the world right now.
Wow.
And it's the eastern half of Lake County. So if you go to Lakeview and then at night head out eastward, you're in pristine night sky as part of this Oregon Outback International Dark Sky Sanctuary.
You were also telling me there's Antelope is trying to get certified for that right now?
Well, yeah, actually, the city of Antelope is certified.
Okay.
They were certified last December. And more recently, the city of Sisters became certified as an international dark sky community as well. The second community in Oregon to be certified. And there are quite a few other local groups working for dark sky certification. For example, on the coast at Lincoln City and Cannon Beach, and in southwestern Oregon at Applegate Valley, and also city of Halfway near the Oregon border. And other places are Hood River, Mosier, and I'm forgetting a couple. But anyway, the point is there's a lot of activity to recognize the natural resource value of a night sky.
Can a large city become certified? I mean, if you're so big,
that's
almost
a very
impossible,
good question.
Right?
The answer is yes, because while certain classes of dark sky place require a particular dark sky, cities, that is, dark sky communities, do not have that requirement. They merely need to have support among the community, the Chamber of Commerce, City Council, and a lighting ordinance that minimizes light pollution. So it doesn't matter how dark the sky is, just that it will become progressively more dark by all the efforts of the community.
Do you know of a large city that has a dark sky certification?
Yeah, the largest is city of Flagstaff in Arizona, population about 87,000.
Wow.
So here we are in Bend with population, 105 or 6, something like that. So it's entirely conceivable that the city of Bend, if people were in support of it, could work toward dark sky certification down the road.
Do you see that happening?
I do. I expect it would be a long process. And, obviously city council would have to be behind it. The city's lighting ordinance is 20 years out of date. It's from 2004. And it predates LED lights. So there's a lot of improvement to be made in the lighting ordinance going forward.
But it could happen.
I believe so.
If someone wanted to learn more about dark sky and this website or something that people can look at?
Yeah. Our website is darkskyoregon.org, O-R-G.
Okay. We'll repeat that in just a moment. First, though, we're running out of time, but I want to make sure we got to this little book that you showed me. It says Explore Central Oregon's Dark Skies, A Guide to Stargazing in Central Oregon. I'm actually impressed with this thing. Where do you get it? I know that you've had a little bit of something to do with it as well.
Yeah, this is a booklet printed by Visit Central Oregon in support of Central Oregon's dark skies. And it's available online, but also I expect available from the Visit Central Oregon office down in Sun River. And I must say that Visit Central Oregon has been very supportive through Future Fund grants to the dark sky effort over the last couple of years, again, in support of educational outreach to help stop the spread of light pollution and bring back the starry night skies to Central Oregon.
I wish we had more time. This is fascinating.
I'll be happy to talk some other time.
We'll bring you in again, Bill. Thanks for coming. Very nice to meet you. Been talking to Bill Kowalik, the chairperson for Dark Sky Oregon. And why don't you give us the website one more time?
Yeah, it's darkskyoregon, all one word, .org.
Do you have questions, comments, or a topic for Inside Central Oregon? Send your comments to Horizon Broadcasting Group, 854 Northeast 4th Street, Bend, Oregon, 97701. Inside Central Oregon is a public affairs presentation from Horizon Broadcasting Group.